Welcome to Living Hope. With today's teaching, here's the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello, welcome to the Living Hope program. This is the program where we seek to share the Word of God. Just help us to think a little bit more about Scripture, what God is trying to say to us, how to understand sometimes some pretty complex passages, imagery and ideas. But if God's inspired it, and he has inspired his word, then he will always help us to find some nugget of truth that's for us in the Scripture. In Daniel's ministry, he sometimes interprets dreams that others have had. He was called to Belshazzar when the hand was writing on the wall. He was called to Nebuchadnezzar when he'd had various dreams. But this is actually a little bit different. This is a dream that Daniel himself has. And it seems very much caught up with end times. He sees four great beasts. And as we read through the chapter, it seems that these are four kingdoms. These are four periods of history where God is working and achieving his purposes, as he does through every kingdom that rises, whether it's a small kingdom in a tiny nation, or whether it's a kind of a nation which is dominating many other nations. In all of these things, God is working out his purposes. The other thing that comes through in this chapter very much is that this is all leading to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, Jesus, the Ancient of Days. He is going to come in, and he is going to bring in a dominion, which is an everlasting dominion that will not pass away. And his kingdom is one that will never be destroyed. It's complicated. It's not easy. The language sometimes is quite difficult. But I believe that what we're really seeing is that Daniel recognizes that throughout history, God is achieving his purposes. He achieves his purpose through one kingdom and then another kingdom, another kingdom, another kingdom. Nothing's out of control. And it's not just power, it's not just people becoming stronger and taking over someone who's become weak. What he's actually revealing to us is that all of this is pointing to the fact that any kingdom that is established by men will be weak and it will be limited. Even if the power they seem to have at critical times of history seems immense, and people are very fearful to challenge, all the time in the background, you've got the kingdom of God. You've got the Lord Jesus Christ building his kingdom. And at the end of time, he will come and everyone else will have to bow down. Well, Daniel says himself, "I, Daniel, was deeply troubled by my thoughts. My face turned pale, but I kept the matter to myself." In other words, Daniel recognizes that end times are perilous times. End times are times of great uncertainty. And there's going to be a lot of suffering, and there's going to be a lot of pain. Of course, when you read some of the chapters in Revelation, you get a similar sense. Lots and lots of trouble and lots of evil. But the Ancient of Days, look at him. His hair white like wool, his clothing as white as snow, his throne flaming with fire. A river of fire flowing, coming out from before him. Thousands upon thousands attending him. Books opened, because all will be judged by this glorious and wonderful Saviour. Yet the kingdom of this world is passing away. Times change. There's lots of darkness. But the glory of God is shining brightly. We must fix our eyes on Jesus. Let's pause for some worship, and then my good friend Patrick will join me, and we'll have another look at Daniel chapter 7.
You're listening to Living Hope, the ministry of the Reverend Richard Brunton. I'm Patrick Woodward, and I've come now to talk to Richard further about Daniel chapter 7. Richard, quite a difficult passage to get your head around, really. In many ways, you know, not that dissimilar from the book of Revelation that we have at the very end of the Bible. But you made the point at the beginning, a lot of this book of Daniel has been about Daniel's ability to interpret dreams, the dreams of other people. This one is his own dream, and perhaps the interpretation of it is not all that clear. As you say, seems to be about the end times, but how far should we be specific about what this means? How far should we try and interpret these events and say, this is how the end times are going to turn out?
I think that the Word of God is given to us to be very practical. And I personally feel that sometimes people spend a lot of time trying to understand things at an intellectual level, which is never satisfying and never really does much for our everyday living. What this does very much for me is create that sense that I live in a world where in my country one party is ruling and then another season another party is ruling. There are other parts of the world where a coalition is operating. There are places in the world where a dictator is operating. But wherever I live, whatever I'm handling in my situation, I am called to see that God is in charge and that his son is eventually going to come, and then everything will change. And that's my hope in the midst of the chaos.
Hmm. There's a couple of interesting things that do stand out. Verse 13 makes a reference to someone like a son of man, a name that Jesus used of himself. Is this a reference to Jesus in the Old Testament?
Yeah, I believe it is. And I think one thing this just indicates too is that dreams, prophetic visions, we can't always put a timing on it. There's a load of things happening here, and we're not actually given a time scale.
Mm.
But one of the events that is absolutely clear is the return of Jesus in all his glory. And he is the Son of Man. Every eye will see him. They will see Jesus, the one who walked on the Sea of Galilee. That we're all going to see him. And he is coming not to be subject to men who will put him on a cross. Every knee will bow and confess that he's Lord.
The other phrase which we also see in this passage is the Ancient of Days. And again, it's a phrase that's come to refer to Jesus.
Yeah, very much so. I think it's that sense of timelessness, that sense of eternity, that sense of one who is not subject simply to a moment of period of time and a season. He's beyond that. Ancient of Days is really saying, it's not just all about being old, but it's more to do with that eternal aspect.
Mm.
One who lives and lives and lives and will never die. And that again is very reassuring that we're on his side.
Yeah. Daniel is troubled when he gets to the end of this, and just makes me think, you know, as we look to the future, whenever these events may occur or whatever happens, is the future a good one? Is it positive, or is it something to be fearful of?
I believe that ultimately it's something to be positive about, especially for the believer. But we also are foolish to think that we will arrive at that time without any problems, any difficulties, any clashes, any dangerous situations. There will be terrible things happening as the day approaches for Jesus to come back. But he is coming back, and ultimately everything will be submitted to him. So it's both. We've got to be realistic. It's not going to be an easy ride up to the return of Jesus. But he is returning, and then he will reign forever.
Okay, Richard, thank you very much indeed. Join us again next time as we continue looking at the book of Daniel in the next Living Hope. You've been listening to Living Hope from the Reverend Richard Brunton. If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.